Michael of Channel 10. We are here at the CES 2008. This is the Microsoft booth, the huge Microsoft booth inside the hall. And what we're going to do is we're going to check out behind the scenes what actually is running the Microsoft booth, the hundreds and thousands of TVs and PCs and speakers and Zoom players and everything that's on display. So it's for authorized personnel only, but I know the secret knock. Let's see if that works. Oh, it does.
Perfect time.
Let's go in. All right, we're going in.
Are you authorized?
Check this out. So, wow, this is behind the scenes at CES 2008. Let's have a quick look in here. There's about 400,000 PCs, a couple servers. We have a... looks like a lighting control desk up there. There's some joysticks. They obviously control giant robots. Okay, so this is the ground floor. Lots of cables, lots of PCs. Let's go up. So this is the top floor behind the booth. The booth's really big. There's basically a ground level where all the public go, and then there's a second level where they do all the controls. So if you want to have a look around here, you can see lots and lots of desks and PCs. These are workstations for people that are actually running the CES booth. These are people that are controlling some of the displays that are downstairs on the floor. It could be someone playing an Xbox. It could be someone interacting with a piece of software, so there's actually another person on the other side of the screen. So I think down here we have, I believe there's a sound booth down there. And you can see here we've got banks and banks of radios, people be able to talk to each other, and more desks down the back. Obviously this is one of the most important jobs actually at CES 2008 backstage, which is ensuring that the Halo 3 multiplayer games, that the noobs on the floor don't actually get any kills. You can see there's the Xbox 360. If we go back up here, there's a huge plasma screen on the wall with some security cameras. We can actually see who's standing where and what they're doing. You can see up there on the top left, there's a young man in a pair of shorts sitting on an orange chair. He hasn't really moved much for the past, few days. So he's getting a bit tired. All right, we're in the guts back scene here, and the show's about to go on, so we've got really quiet. Hey, man, what's your name?
Will Davis.
This is Will Davis. Will, tell me about, what do we got here? What are you doing right here?
Right over here, she's about to start a media file to go out to screens. We also have access to our speaker timer, notes machine if needed, and personal laptops for any kind of last-minute checks, stuff like that.
Great, so what do we got right here? This looks like Virtual Earth. What's this?
This over here, this, I believe, is the live search machine. Both of these tables are the demo stations for each one of the podiums out on stage. So basically they can come back here and we can switch through each one of the Will's here. We can switch through each one of the machines. We can handle up to 8 machines at a time on each one. And then when the demoer goes out there, they have control of these machines that are remoted out to the stage.
All right, and what's happening behind here? This looks like some joysticks and lighting panels.
These are the video guys. Basically Rudy here makes all the switches to the screens, makes all the switches, from the cameras to the PowerPoint, which is upstairs, to the demo machines, anything we want to show to the audience.
So how many PCs are here? And do you have a rough estimate of what the gear is?
Down here, we probably have a total of 20 PCs, a bunch of laptops, and then just tons of cable.
And are you guys going 24/7 to get to sleep?
We get to sleep a little bit.
A little bit.
The problem is here in Vegas, it's not a lot of time to sleep. There's too many things to see. So
that's true. Well, you're about to go straight into a demo, so we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for your time.
All right, great. Thanks.
Literally, I think the next demonstration up on the main stage is about to go on. We can see the speaker here. He's anxiously checking his watch. They're about to go out. We're watching the little tiny monitor up there. I think it's a Halo 3 or maybe a... it's some kind of gaming video playing. It's kind of hard to see. The screen's quite small. Once that finishes, I believe the speaker's going to go out and we'll have a demonstration. We just got thumbs up. We have to be quiet. They're going to open the door. Wow, the tension. It's electric. This is the engine room, by the way. We just found they call this. It's very hot. The air conditioning's not really working. We're just full of PCs, electrical equipment, and lighting desks, and tension's mounting. It's electric. I can feel it. We are live with the robotics demo. Wow, how about that? Isn't that's real tension. That's real production there. We want to know a couple of specs. We understand you got a pretty big internet pipe coming in here.
Yeah, we have a 45 meg DS3 line.
And so how many individual machines, Xbox 360s, PCs, is that actually feeding?
Hundreds, 500 maybe.
Really? Yeah. So 500 is just here on the booth or other booths, the pavilion? Where is
here out in the pavilion, one of the tents out there, we've given out over 700 IPs. So.
Over 700 IPs. Do you have a rough estimate, just a rough guess, how many PCs, including all the behind-the-scenes stuff, is actually here at CES? for Microsoft?
1,000. I don't know. I mean, there's so many. It's...
And how many hundreds and hundreds of miles or kilometers, as we say in the metric world, of cabling, do you reckon there is probably here? Are we talking like millions, hundreds of thousands?
For Microsoft, we got tens of thousands.
Of miles of cabling?
Yes.
How many monitors? I mean, I suppose every PC needs at least one monitor, but you've got lots of monitors down there that are displaying images from other PCs in multiple formats. So thousands of monitors?
I'd say we got about thousands, and half of them I want to take home with me.
And how many gallons of Pepsi does it fuel this team to kind of get this stuff going?
We go with the Gatorade. We got the full bucket of Gatorade over there.
A little nip of whiskey or Jack Daniels or something? What's your name, sir?
Andrew Conrad.
Andrew, this is for a behind-the-scenes video for CES. Tell us about, what are you operating here? What's this?
I'm operating a Windows Server 2003 machine running ISA Server 2006 Standard Edition, and we're monitoring it with SolarWinds networking and just making sure everything's up and running and working good for people.
Are you the man that's assigning out these some 700 IPs?
Yes, I'm the one that's doing that.
How do you keep track of 700 IPs at something like CES?
I just set up a DHCP server and just let it dish it out.
Oh, so it's all automatic?
Oh, yeah, automatic.
In the hands of the gods. Hey, guys, I'm putting a camera in your face. This is John, is it?
It is John.
Hey, John.
Hi, nice to meet you.
What's this? What are you doing here?
This is the Grand Amé light. It's a lighting control for the entire booth and the theater.
So are you responsible for every single light in here or just a proportion of them, or how's that work?
I'm responsible for every single light in the booth.
Do you know how many there are?
I don't. Jennifer would know. There's roughly 240 conventionals and maybe 35 moving lights.
And is this big for a show, or is this kind of like a standard size?
This is pretty big trade show. Only E3 was bigger in its day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And have you had any kind of problems? Anything went down? You had to go climb up into the truss yourself with a harness and fix a light?
No, but the kids have been in harnesses several times, but not during the show. Everything's been really smooth.
Can we quickly ask what you're doing right here?
I'm drafting a show.
Oh. What does that mean?
Just adding in layers of circuits for another show coming up, and just getting all the paperwork done so that once we get in the shop, all the equipment's already pulled, we know what lengths of cables we need, we know exactly the equipment we need.
Can we just quickly ask what you're doing with the MSTV stuff?
With what?
Are you on the MSTV team?
No.
Oh, you're not helping with the MSTV content? So what's all this stuff? Is this your gear?
I'm the production rigger for the show. I hang everything over everybody's heads.
So do you have to get into a harness and kind of like climb up into the ceiling?
I have guys that work for me that, yeah.
And do they also kind of moonlight in the Cirque du Soleil show?
Probably some of them do, yeah. They're just local guys.
Okay, cool. And how many lights? We heard there's a couple hundred lights up there.
I have no idea. You'd have to ask the lighting folks.
All right, we will do. Thanks very much. Hi, mate. I'm Nick. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Nick.
Now, we heard before that a lot of this stuff, these are servers, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is all the content that's being pushed out to the show floor?
Yes, it is.
So is any of that content live, or is it all coming off these hard drives here?
To actually spool the live content, we'd require a separate encoder for each stream that we had coming in. The cost of doing that would be excessive. So what we've done is we've actually captured live streams from our system in Mountain View that we're licensed to use the content, and we're spooling them all off of this device here. So as far as the system is concerned, operationally, it's the same as if we were running with live streams coming off encoders. The actual work on processing the content for the system is all live.
And how long did it take to set up the show?
To build these racks, probably about 2 months.
Wow. And then the actual kind of cabling of, you know, running all the cables to the individual displays, did that take a while as well?
That didn't take long. This is a fairly quick process to set up once we've got here. We've done all the staging back in Mountain View.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Well, that's it. I think we've seen, you know, now behind the scenes what it takes to actually power the Microsoft booth at CES 2008. You know, we've heard there's hundreds and hundreds of computers, more monitors than that. There's a massive team here. I mean, I can see about 20 people now, and a few of them are on break, or they're on the show, or they're fixing things. So we're talking about a really massive cast of thousands, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of cabling. We have a 45 meg, I think he said, was it a DS3 connection? I don't even know what that means. I just know that I don't have it into my house, but I want it. And they have batteries. backups. You can see all the radios there for everyone to be talking to each other. There's tons of food. They've got Pepsi. They've got Gatorade. They're ready to go. Some of these guys have been here since before Christmas. It's going to take a few more days to pack down. CES 2008. We'll see you next year.